recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And a very special opportunity of a homily highlight on this Thursday morning. It is our Archbishop Alexander Sample for the Feast of Corpus Christi.
Brothers and sisters, this year's celebration of Corpus Christi brings to a conclusion a three-year period of Eucharistic revival here in the church in the United States declared by the bishops. And I hope during this time of Eucharistic revival, which culminated, if you will, in that great celebration in Indianapolis, that National Eucharistic Congress, I hope that your faith and all those who may be watching, your faith in the Most Holy Eucharist has been increased and strengthened and deepened. Let's not forget what precipitated this Eucharistic revival. It was a deep concern that your pastors, the bishops of the church in the United States, had with regard to a loss of Eucharistic faith, even among the Catholic people, that so many Catholics either could not accurately express what we believe about the Eucharist, or they simply didn't believe it, that Jesus Christ is truly, substantially, really present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, divinity. Not a sign, but a reality. And so this time of catechesis and the expression of faith and the living out of the Eucharistic mystery has been for us a time to renew our faith in Christ's true presence in the gift of the Most Holy Eucharist. My brothers and sisters, the Eucharist is everything, everything. The Church declares that in the Most Holy Eucharist is contained the entire spiritual good of the Church. The entire spiritual good of the Church is contained in the Most Holy Eucharist. Why? Because it is Christ Himself who is our entire spiritual good. The Church proclaims that the Eucharist is the source and the summit of the Christian life, of the Church's life. The Church draws her life from the Eucharist, as St. John Paul II so beautifully declared in his last encyclical to the Church, Ecclesia Dei Eucharistia. And our Holy Father, St. John Paul II, said that the task of the Church at the beginning of the new millennium is to contemplate the face of Christ, to contemplate the face of Christ with Mary, and especially as we see His face reflected before us in the Most Holy Eucharist. And I propose, brothers and sisters, that the Eucharist has to be at the forefront and the center of our mission renewal here in the Archdiocese of Portland in Western Oregon. That as we go about with earnest now and with fervor and with zeal, the work of the new evangelization, Christ in the Eucharist is forefront and center of our effort. Why? Because in the Eucharist, we celebrate and make present the very mystery of our salvation. What is this work of evangelization that we are about? It is to proclaim the good news. Christ has sent us forth. Before He ascended back to the Father, He said, "Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, reminding them of all that I told you, and know that I am with you to the end of the age." And He is with us in no more powerful, invisible, and tangible way than in the Most Holy Eucharist. But in the Eucharistic celebration of the Holy Mass, we make present that mystery of the good news. What is the good news? What is it that we proclaim to the world? It's John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. That's the mystery we celebrate in every Eucharist. At every Holy Mass, we make present the sacrifice of our salvation. Do you know that? Do you know that? It's not just about his Eucharistic presence, which we believe, but what happens at every Mass. At every Mass, the sacrifice of Christ is made truly present for us. In every Eucharistic celebration, Jesus offers himself in an unbloody and sacramental manner, as he once offered himself on the altar of the cross. In every Mass, it is the same priest and victim who offers, because Christ is both priest and victim of his sacrifice. He is the one who offers on our behalf as one who took to us human flesh and could represent us. But what he offers is himself, the eternal Son of God made flesh. And at every Mass at the altar, that same mystery of our redemption is made present, because it's the same priest and the same victim. The priest standing at the altar stands in persona Christi, in the very person of Christ. Whoever stands at the altar, you must look through him and see Christ standing there, offering his body and blood, soul and divinity, as sacrifice to our Heavenly Father for our salvation. At every Mass, you touch the mystery of your redemption. That's why the Eucharist has to be at the forefront and the center of evangelization, of mission renewal. And to see all of you gathered here today just fills my heart with hope for the future. I wish, you know, let's face it, so many people see the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, maybe in particular the metro of Portland, as the center of darkness. I wish they could see this. I wish the church across the United States could see this. I wish Pope Leo could see this. God is on the move. Here, in Western Oregon, the Holy Spirit is igniting a fire, and you're all part of that. I predict that today is a turning point for the renewal of Christ's mission in Western Oregon. Today, as we hear, and in three other locations in this Western Oregon, the Catholic people profess their faith and bring Christ to the world. Look at these young men and boys on either side of me up here. Young men, boys, I challenge you, I invite you to consider whether or not God may be calling you to be one of those who would one day stand at the altar in the very person of Christ to bring the mystery of salvation to his people. I have to believe that somewhere in each one of you there's a little stirring. Listen to the call of Christ. And anyone else, we need priests to bring Christ's presence to the world. My brothers and sisters, at the conclusion of this Mass, we will take Christ into the streets. Jesus fed the hungry crowd with the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. He came to satisfy the hunger of every human heart. That miracle of the multiplication of loaves and fishes is a prefiguring, a sign of the Eucharist. We take Jesus out into the streets of this city. Yes, to witness to our faith in Christ. Yes, to witness that we believe in the presence of Christ in the Eucharist, but more importantly, we bring him to the streets of this city because the people of this city need him. They are hungering for him. They may not know it, but so many people in this city are lost, walk in darkness, have no idea the purpose and meaning of their life, are discouraged, hopeless. What they're looking for is Jesus, the Lord, who gives them life and salvation. You know, we profess our faith in the Eucharist that Jesus Christ is truly, substantially, really present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. But that is important because it is that Jesus who brings the meaning of life to people everywhere. We first have to understand who Jesus is and why that is so important in order for our faith in the Eucharist to truly bear fruit. And so, let us bring Jesus to this city to satisfy the hungry heart, to proclaim that he is the answer of all their dreams and desires. As we profess with profound faith our belief in Christ, our belief in redemption, our belief in his true presence.
And that is a special homily highlight from our Archbishop Alexander Sample. He offered this homily at a 2:00 Mass last Sunday for the Feast of Corpus Christi.